弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
平安。
请大家一起站立，让我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的神。
有一位真神，他名字叫耶稣，他来到这世界上，为要救赎你。生命的意义尽在这福音里，只要你开口呼喊耶稣，
耶稣是生命，一切问题的解答。耶稣是生命，一切黑暗的阳光，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望。
有一位真神，
有一位真神，他名字叫耶稣，他来到这世界上，为要救赎你。生命的意义尽在这福音里，只要你开口呼喊耶稣，耶稣是生命，一切问题的解答。耶稣是生命，一切黑暗的阳光，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望。有一位真神，他名字叫耶稣，他来到这世界上，为要救赎你。生命的意义尽在这福音里，只要你开口呼喊耶稣，耶稣是生命，一切问题的解答。耶稣是生命，一切黑暗的阳光，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望。
耶稣是，
耶稣是生命，一切问题的解答。耶稣是生命，一切黑暗的阳光，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望。
让我们一起来呼喊耶稣，
耶稣，
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 一切问题的解答。耶稣是生命，一切黑暗的阳光，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望，将忧伤变为喜乐，将惧怕变为力量。耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望，耶稣是永恒唯一的盼望。
让我们将掌声归于神。
是的，主啊，
你真的是我们永恒唯一的盼望。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你做我们生命中随时的帮助，让我们不管在遇到任何的挫折与困苦的时候都不惧丧胆。主啊，谢谢你。
出死荫的幽谷，是你带我进丰盛的道路。如今你领我生命的脚步，主耶稣是我一生的爱慕。
是你的这更强，是你让灰心的成盼望，是你叫我无负在你脚前，万主之主，万王之王。
我要去双手来敬拜，来降服于你，将我全人投入你爱的怀里。我要一生一世尊崇你生命，是我活出生的荣耀，是你。
主啊，是你，
是你领我出死荫的幽谷，是你带我进丰盛的道路。如今你领我生命的脚步，主耶稣是我一生的爱慕。是你让软弱的脚刚强，是你让灰心的脚盼望，是你将万物不在你脚前，
万主之主，
万王之王。我要举双手来敬拜，来降服于你，将我全然投入你爱的怀里。我要一生一世尊崇你生命，是我活出生命荣耀，是你。举双手来敬拜，来降服于你，叫我全然投入你爱的怀里。我要一生一世尊崇你生命，是我活出生的荣耀，是是我永远的主，是我的山寨，我的我世界的与你。你是我永远的主，我要赞美你。你是我生命的结局，我的结局。我要举双手来敬拜，来降服于你，让我全然投入你爱的怀里。我要一生一世尊崇你生命，是我活出生的荣耀，是
耶稣，求你安静我们的心，求你的灵就在现在，就在现在浇灌下来，与我们每一个人同在。弟兄姐妹们，让我们有一段与神交通的时间，好不好？敞开我们的心，欢迎圣灵充满在我们里面，让我们将我们生活中一切的忧烦与劳苦都全部交托在神的手上，让我们将身体上的疾病与痛苦也全部都交在神的面前，求神掌权。神啊，我们坚信我们现在所经历的一切你都知道，主啊，求你赐下怜悯，求你赐下拯救在我们中间，因为你是那说有就有、命立就立的神。在我们人不能的，但你凡事都行。所以主啊，求你帮助我们学会如何完全的交托，我们不要再靠自己的力量，而是要在你爱的怀抱里坚定不移地走下去。主啊，请你帮助我们，我们真的愿意将我们的全人完全地交托在你的面前，就求你赐下医治的灵在我们每一个人里面，更新我们的生命，让我们能够更多地活出你的荣耀。主啊，求你医治我们。
医治我，我必得痊愈。万军之耶和华，全能的主，医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑走天路。医治我，我必得痊愈。万军之耶和华，全能的主，医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑走天路。
是的，压伤的芦苇你必不折断，将残的蜡烛你必不吹熄。我们知道我们一生的年岁都在你的手中，就求你赐下平安与喜乐的灵常常陪伴在我们的左右。
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的蜡烛它不吹熄，一生的年岁在他手里，平安喜乐都陪伴我，平安喜乐都陪伴我。
主啊，医治我们，
医治我，我必得痊愈。
我们要在你的里面大声的宣告，
主啊，
医治我们，我们就必得痊愈。
医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑走天路，医治我，我必得痊愈。万军之耶和华，
全能的主医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑这片路，
压上的芦苇它不折断，江上的蜡烛它不吹熄，一生的年岁在他手里，平安喜乐都陪伴我，
平安喜乐都陪伴我，医治我，我必得痊愈。我尊敬耶和华全能的主，医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑这片路，医治我，我必得痊愈。万军之耶和华全能的主，医治我，我必得痊愈。如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑这片路，平安喜乐都陪伴我，平安喜乐都陪伴我，
平安喜乐都陪伴我。
有敬拜闭上眼发出，从最高的山到海洋深处，神的儿女要唱一首新歌，我们神要做新事，旧的事都已经过去，在基督里一切都要更新，新的眼界，新的意象，新的故事，新的方向，
全体都要渴望敞开，恩膏倾倒下来，神国度的荣耀彰显，全地都要渴望呼喊荣耀的主，我愿你来，神灵引领新的意象，你要做新的事，在我们中间。
有敬拜的声音发出，从最高的山到海洋深处，神的儿女要唱一首新歌，我们神要做新事，旧的事都已经过去，
在基督里一切都要更新，心的眼见，心的理想，心的故事，心的方向，全体都要渴望呼喊荣耀的主，我愿你来，天要敞开，恩高倾倒下来，神国度的荣耀彰显，全地都要渴望呼喊荣耀的主，我愿你来，这美丽里看见新的想，
要做
新的神，论终天，全地都要渴望呼喊荣耀的主，
荣耀的主，
我愿你来，
天要敞开，
天要敞开，恩高倾下来，神国度的荣耀彰显，全地都要渴望呼喊荣耀的主，我愿你来，神灵引领看见新的墙，要做新的神，在我们中间，
神引领看见新的意象，你要做新的事，在我们中间，
将掌声归给神，哈利路亚！神，你确实要在我们当中要做新事，赐给我们一个渴望，渴望你的荣耀更多的彰显在我们当中。主耶稣，我们要定义，真的要看到你的荣耀，否则我们的心我们不满足。主耶稣，欢迎你在我们当中掌权，你的宝座设立，我们再次将一切的荣耀颂赞、权柄、爱戴归给那座宝座的羔羊，欢迎继续在我们当中掌权，圣灵引导我们进入那更深的敬拜当中，奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名，阿们。跟着神的荣耀在你的身上，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。弟兄姐妹请坐。好，我们也代表教会欢迎今天我们第一次来到我们当中聚会的新朋友，我们该欢迎你。好，胡弟兄好，我们欢迎你。林弟兄好，我们欢迎你。好，自我介绍一下，好吧？啊，感谢主啊，李弟兄，我们欢迎你啊。啊，还有没有今天第一次来啊 ？Allen 的爸爸妈妈回到我们当中，我们欢迎他们啊。啊，这个第一届灵粮特会的时候，他们在台上跳舞。哈哈哈哈，叔叔，记得哈，我们明年灵粮特会照样跳，哈利路亚。好，那在我的左手边有没有今天第一次来的？我们可以欢迎你的，有没有？啊 ，Sonia 的朋友，是吧？啊，婆婆哈。哦，我们欢迎你们哈，欢迎你。好，请坐，请坐，好，请坐，请坐，好，谢谢。好，还有没有？好。那我们站起来吧，我们跟至少五个人哈，你跟他打打招呼哈，很高兴在主里头跟你一同敬拜，哈利路亚。
Good morning. I'd like to call all the little people to come forward. So, no pushing. Okay. Timothy, it's okay. You can sit beside. There's a different type of excitement happening here. Okay, let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to thank you for this time that we can come before you. Just to acknowledge who you are and how we can worship you, Lord. Help us to just be a little bit silent, to listen to what you have to speak to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So give a bit of space. Joseph, give space. So today we're going to look at something. It's called Beautiful Feet, Don't You Agree? So this is based on a story that some of you might be familiar with and some of you might not. Okay, you guys want to space yourselves out? You don't have to be so close that you're squeezing each other. Okay, Jacob, that includes you too. Okay. So who remembers how God works? God works for the good of... those who love him, very good. Those who believe in him. And we know that God is, and there are three alls. What are those three alls? All? All present. Very good. All powerful, all knowing, and all present. And we know that he loves us, and he is love, and he demonstrated his love. So we know at least three things. How God works, what God can do, and also why God cares. But where does that leave us? So if you know the answers, so if you guys know the answers, have you shared your answers with other people? Have you thought about that? So if you know the answers, have you shared them? And so this sort of reminds me of a story, and I read about this story and I thought it was very cool to share. But some of you might say, that story's not right, but I got this from a book. So it says, the story is called Beautiful Feet. So it says, I hate my feet, declared Anna. They're too big. Well, not everyone can have small feet, replied her older sister. I don't think you want to do what the Chinese did. Wrap up your feet so tightly they can't grow. Anna glanced down at her long feet and frowned. Did they really do that? Yes, they used to, Christina nodded. In school this week, we read about a story about a Chinese lady. She had her feet bound when she was very young, so they hardly grew at all. She was proud of them. But when she was older, she had to be carried a lot of places. Her feet were too delicate to walk over even rough terrain. That might not be too bad, Anna said, still staring at her feet. Maybe mine should have been bound. Well, you wouldn't be able to go skating or skiing or even run, said Christina. You wouldn't like that, she grinned at her older sister. But you know what, she asked? You still have beautiful feet. Who, me? You're kidding, exclaimed Anna. Christina laughed. No, really, I mean it. Remember the Chinese lady? Well, she found out that smallness doesn't make feet beautiful, but something else does. Anna looked doubtful at Christina and continued, to make a long story short, she said she became a Christian. After she got married, she and her husband became missionaries to the Chinese people. And, prompted Anna, don't you see, she used her feet to spread God's word. And the Bible says that people who witness have beautiful feet, explained Christina. Where does it say that? Asked Anna. Somewhere in Romans, said Christina. Let's go ask Mom and help her and ask her help to find it. So when you think about, you guys knew the answers this morning. So you know what God might be asking of you, but have you shared your answers to other people? So that's something to really think about. If you know the right answers, do you share your answers? Do you witness for the Lord when you're at school or at play or at home? So think about that. As you behave with one another, as you look at one another, how do you help sort of become Christ-like with one another to inspire maybe people you know and people you don't know? So that's what makes beautiful feet in God's sight. God wants you to use your feet to tell others about his wonderful gift. And who can you tell about Christ? Jacob. So who could you tell about Christ? You don't know, I think. So that's the part of today. So do you go to the playground? Do you go to recess? Do you eat with people? Not so, Timothy, keep your feet to yourself. So one of the things you guys can do is learn what it means to also, why should we behave good to one another? Why should we respect one another? And why should we share our answers? So if we look at this memory verse, can everyone read this with me? In Romans 10, verse 15, what does it say? Wait, I'll get one person to say really loud. Joseph, can you...
of those who bring good news, Romans 10:15.
Cool. How beautiful are the feet who bring good news. So I think that's something that we need to remember, because wherever we are, we can be a blessing to people. We'll either do something that will show what is Christ-like, or we'll do things that might not show that is Christ-like. And so we need to remember how our behavior is, because people are always watching us. So a quick reminder for people is we do have sign-out sheets just outside the sanctuary. So if your child is going to Sunday school, please sign them in, and I will have the teachers take the forms with them. What we're going to do is try to work a little bit harder at keeping track of people so that we know who's signing up and we can follow up with them a little bit better. Also, there's a barbecue and a hallelujah party on October 31st. So hopefully your small group leader will send out reminders to you. And let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for all these little ones.